it's the medium, nothing in excess. The challenges of life, it's important then to see that there is no end to it. So on that level, life won't leave you alone. But on a deeper level, once you accept that challenges will come, don't have to become negative when they do come. You can actually, oh, there's another one. And then it's often through intense challenges, the bigger ones, they drive you deeper. Now the interesting thing is, it's not the great things that happen to you that make you more conscious. It's in many cases the so-called bad things that happen to you, if you deal with them correctly and come to a place of acceptance, that make you more conscious. So there's an ancient saying, I believe it comes from Sufism, but I'm not sure, that says, when the ego weeps for what it has lost, the spirit rejoices for what it has found. And so many times you may find that in your life you lose something, death, loss of security, loss of income, loss of health, loss of long-term relationship, these kinds of... When the ego weeps, because the ego weeps, it's terrible, but then something suddenly arises, of something that had been part of your sense of self has been removed. It leaves a hole, an empty space, such as when somebody close to you dies, you lose your livelihood, your home. It leaves an empty space, which is painful from the point of view of the personality. And when you, it is potentially also able to drive you deeper into the who you truly are beyond form, the unconditioned. And then you experience suddenly, how can I feel so peaceful suddenly if this, something bad has happened, and yet suddenly you feel a sense of liberation. It doesn't happen to everybody who experiences loss, but potentially that is always there.